say now, I already mentioned in the Yad Eliyahu, but I'm going to continue this and develop it a little bit. We read in the parsha yesterday, Parshat Noach, about Noach going into Teiva. And if we use the image of a Teiva as a Bet Midrash, and we imagine ourselves that the Teiva is a Bet Midrash, in which we close ourselves, we walk in, and we shut the door. The Teiva is not the real world. The Teiva is an escape from the real world, which surrounds us. And yet, there are times in life when we need to close the door, shut the windows, and focus on the inside, on who we are. And yet, Noah was commanded to build a tzohar. What's a tzohar? A window. Or, anyone? Rashi? Either was some kind of what? Either it was a rock, a stone, which somehow brought light to the teva, or it was a real window that brought the light from the outside. In both cases, the meaning is a source of light. But there's a major difference between the two different sources of light. If we're talking about a stone, a light bulb, we're basically saying there's nothing for us to look and to receive and to accept from the outside. We are totally cutting ourselves off from this world. And if we disagree and understand that a tzohar is a window, we are willing to accept that there still is a connection between us and the Bet Midrash and the outside world. There's what to learn, there's what to accept, there's what to connect us to the world outside. There's a very famous story about Rabbi Mital, the Rosh Yeshiva of Gush, who always used to say that he built his yeshiva on the story about the Tzemach Tzedek, when Lubavitcher read this, who was learning with his grandson, noticed one day that a baby was crying in the room next door. And when he turned to his son, his grandson, and he said to him, "Why don't you get the baby?" He said, "Oh, look at me. I was so engaged in learning, I didn't hear the baby crying." And the response was, if you learn Torah and you don't notice a baby outside crying, you don't hear the baby crying, something is wrong with your leaving Torah. So in one sense, the window of the Teiva might be the window of allowing us to connect to the world outside, making sure that what we do in here is connected to what's happening outside. But there might be another meaning. The meaning that when we're inside the Teiva, we allow certain ideas to come through the window. Meaning, how big is our window? How big is our tzohar? Is it a small window? Is it a huge window? What filter does that window have? How much are we connected to the world outside, and how much are we cut off from the world? Don't forget, the same way Noah was told, Boel Latima, he was also commanded, Semi Latima. How did Noah come out of Teiva, remember? He got drunk. Why did he get drunk? Because maybe Noah was very comfortable in his Teiva. And he couldn't leave his Teiva. I don't think anyone in this yeshiva is going to have a problem to leave the Midrash. No yeshiva problem. The problem is more boiling our Teiva. The problem is when we start Zman Choref, how are we able to cut ourselves off in some way from what's going on outside? Now, no one's asking you to actually close all the doors and the windows and have no connection to the world outside. And yet, to some degree, we are asking that. Right now the focus is on what's happening here in the Beit Midrash. And that cannot be done, I believe, if you're always connected to what's happening outside all the time. The price of learning all day and being immersed in learning is that this following year, this coming year, you're not going to be part of everything that's happening outside. There will be a time when you will leave the Tikkun. And like I said, I don't imagine anyone having that problem. The question really is, what are the Tikkun? The question is, building that window, how large, how big, what kind of window are you going to build for your Tikkun? I mentioned this morning with my shir, that we treat the guys with yeshiva as mature adults. People are allowed to have laptops and telephones, and no one's hovering over you, looking down or over your shoulder, what you're watching, what you're doing with your free time. But that is a decision that you have to make this following year. Because you can be in the Beit Midrash all day, you can learn, develop yourself, really feel that you're moving forward, and then go upstairs and watch something really stupid for 10 minutes, half an hour, and lose all that you gained that day. You have to build your filter. You have to decide what kind of window you want to have this following year, what you're going to read, what you're going to see, movies and television, how are you going to use your free time when you leave the yeshiva? What are you going to do on your free time? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to meet up with? How much are you going to really cut yourself off from this world? You know, we were in Rashi's grave last week. What's Rashi's full name? Shabbat Yochai. Remember the story? We all remember we were walking there. Someone was asking me where his cave is. What cave are we talking about? Rashi, it says, was hiding from the Romans with his son. What was the son's name? Eliezer. Eliezer and Rashi were hiding from the Romans in a cave. Remember the story? When they came out of the cave, what happened? They saw people working in the field. What did they do? The Midrash says, they couldn't understand how people are working in the field and not learning Torah. What do? They somehow killed the people. And they were told to do what? Go back to the cave. Go back to the Teva. Like I said, some people find it hard to leave the Teva. That's not our problem. We have to focus on going into the Teva. And that, by the way, gentlemen, is each and every one's decision here. What kind of teva they're going to build this year, what kind of window they're going to build, how big it's going to be, how thick, what they're going to filter through. Are they going to say, I'm going to look at myself, what I'm watching, what I'm reading? Because I'm telling you, and if you think that growth is only about being the Beit Midrash, listening to shiurim, and learning, but you don't change your free time in any way that until now you were used to, you're not going to find yourself growing as much as you could and as much as you should. That is in your hands. There's very little control that we can have over what you do in your free time. So I want to wish us all a very productive Zman Karev, and that we build our windows with a lot of thought, and not just let things happen, but we think about it, how we feel our free time. Zman Karev Matzlach Lekula. Regular shiurim in our classroom.